Herman would stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for the invocation. Heavenly Father, please bless this council. Help us make the best decisions for the people of this town. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, you may be seated. All right, clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Home Purchase, Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Board.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Leiferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum. If everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the April 25th meeting and the Water Committee minutes of the May 2nd meeting.
I move to approve the minutes for April 25th and the Water Committee meeting for May 2nd.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving those minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, clerk's report.
I'm looking into a grant called the Strong Communities Program. It's for demolition of residential properties that are beyond repair and that have a negative impact on the neighborhood. The max amount given out is $75,000, and we don't have to match any.
Oh,
so,
and we do need that.
We do need that, so I'm checking into that. And then I laid a paper around. We're going to have Kids Day celebration Saturday, July 1st at Porter Park. And food, games, karaoke for the kids, bouncy house, just a bunch of stuff. It's all free. Subs of food, I mean. So, but all the games and everything will be free. So we can always use help, and we thought maybe even get some junior or senior high school kids to help, maybe if anybody knows anybody.
Yeah, they probably enjoy helping.
Yeah, so that's all I got.
All right, thank you, Cindy. Moving on, Treasurer's Report. Treasurer Brown, do you have anything?
Other than the Treasurer's Report, no.
All right. Anyone have any questions of the Treasurer on the Treasurer's Report? All right. Moving on, Attorney's Report. Mr. Collins?
Nothing for me. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Engineer, we don't have an engineer here, no. Public comments and petitions. Anyone here from the public wish to address this board? Bill Bradley?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Rambo was burning in the back again. He's been burning in the front for a long time, but my neighbor, he's just worried. Of course, it ain't good. He's cleaning up, though, but I thought maybe I might give you a report on that.
All right. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else? No one else? We'll move on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Nothing to report this time.
Thank you, ma'am. Sewer, Alderman Spotlow.
Nothing to report.
Thank you, sir. Streets and alleys, Alderman Miller.
I have nothing at this time.
Thank you, sir. Police and ESDA, Alderman Ward.
I have nothing to report.
The only thing I want to say on ESDA is I'm going to have a interested party. If anyone's interested in being a storm spotter or being a part of an ESDA, next Tuesday, May 16th at 7 p.m. here at City Hall. If you're interested in being involved with the City of Lewiston's ESDA program, please come to that meeting.
What time?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
Next Tuesday. Yes. It's just to see if we have enough interest to do something ESDA wise locally. So, all right, moving on. Water, Mr. Miller.
The only thing I have is going to be in unfinished business.
Yeah, all right, sir, thank you. Utilities, publications, public buildings, and grounds, Mr. Alderman Long.
Nothing at this time.
All right, thank you, sir. Tourism, Alderperson Kim Paschal.
No.
All right, thank you. TIF, Alderman Spotlow.
Just in the unfinished business.
All right. Citizens Committee, Amanda. You have anything?
I think that we're going to be covered in the agenda when we talk about the water.
Okay.
It'll just be like moving forward with what we're going to officially use our grant funds for.
Okay, thank you, Amanda. Christmas Committee, Mr. Kenny Hickey.
Nothing, sir.
Thank you, sir. Public Works report, is Evan here?
He was not gonna be here.
Okay. All right, moving on now to unfinished business. We had the TIF application last meeting from MEF for his parking lot. He's now reissued some bids here. So, anyone have any questions of him about his bids?
These bids are supposed, are both for the same area?
Yes.
Okay, it's just, okay.
Teal green area.
And the amount we have that we can give out right now is $41,000. Till August, and then we'll start getting more TIF money in at that time.
Till August?
Yeah, August we'll start getting money in.
Okay.
And what we're gonna get for next year is $110,000.
We've got 40 to work with.
Right now.
Other applicants coming in or anything to show up?
No way right now, I don't think.
Okay, this is May. July, August. Three months.
Do you remember what we did for the liquor store? Do you remember what the amount was on that? I don't remember.
Not going to work.
That's fine, that's fine.
So all I have is who.
That's fine.
Has, okay. I thought it was like 50 or something, I don't remember for sure.
I take it you're probably going with a low bid?
I have to talk to them.
Okay, all right. Because I know there was quite a bit of difference in the two for the same spot, I think.
About $30,000 difference.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have anybody else?
Not right now.
It'll be 3 months before we get any more TIF money.
You know, if anybody comes in, I would say we'll start getting some in August and make them fill out their paperwork and.
Come back in August.
Or we have some of, you know, we have before previously okayed it and then they got it in August.
Yeah.
Or, you know, got it in April or August or whenever it was available.
Didn't we give the liquor store 35?
I don't remember, but it might have been.
I want to say 35, but I could be wrong.
I don't remember. I can go look. You guys want me to?
Yeah.
Well, that way we'll keep it.
I'm thinking it was two.
Okay, it was that neighborhood, but I could be wrong.
Because it's pretty much about the same type of thing.
Yeah.
Rehabilitation of the.
Yeah.
The lot.
Trying to keep it equal.
And how did we do that? Do you remember, John? How did we do him? Part grant or part?
I thought we split it. Did we split it?
Split it?
Half grant, half.
I thought he got some freezers or something out of the deal too.
Yeah, there was some freezers on the inside of the building.
New floor, wasn't it, or something?
Parking lot,
been remodeling.
Yeah,
paint the outside of the building, I think, which I don't know if that's ever happened.
Fixed up.
Did he do a facade grant? I don't remember that. I must not have been for that one. I'm thinking he said he wanted like to put deli meats and stuff in there in a cooler, and then one freezer section.
Yeah, I haven't been in it, but I know Winston put a cooler in when he was there, so that's one for sure.
Laid new tile on that.
Improvements, remodeling.
I thought he said something about a new floor.
Yeah, he did do floor. He did do that.
Which he had, he's, Matt still has one too on the books for the remodeling too.
Their blacktop was $28,000, so we gave him the whole amount.
I gave him the whole amount?
Uh-huh, of the 28.
28?
Yeah. We'd give him more, but it was for other stuff, the sign and...
Blacktop was 28.
What was the total on his blacktop?
Matt can't help it, his blacktop's bigger. He's got more area.
He's got a lot more blacktop, I know. We got 40. 70.
And to me, somebody's saying, hey, they want, there's the need for it.
It's gonna be an improvement to everybody.
Well, like John said, I mean, we can, you know, just like $1,000.
I mean, is it, are you okay doing it if we cover 40 of the project?
Well, I'm gonna have to talk to them, see which one's gonna take the project and how long they gonna wait. All depends on them, not on me, it's...
Do you want us to just table this and send it to the attorneys for TIF or whoever we send it to? And then you get, come back next month or, you know, in August when we have all the money? I mean, or do you want to, do you want us to act tonight?
I'm not in a hurry to go right on it. No, like, long as they wait for me, for this amount that they have on the papers, it's fine with me. I can wait.
Okay.
I mean, because all we have in this account now is $40,000. So.
I mean, we have more in there, but if somebody, you know, we already have accounted for.
Right.
Unless they want to do the work and then wait for the rest. But I agree with that too.
Right, I mean.
But we've done that before where we did one payment now and one payment later.
Yeah.
That's good. I don't think we can do all of it if we do all of it.
No, I mean, I just said that to say it. It's up to you guys.
But we can do up to whatever equal we've done anybody else, so. I think,
Yeah, what?
You want to table this?
Well, I'm just saying we can go up equal whatever we've done somebody else in that, and,
If we did half, if we do 40, you can do it now.
Do 40 now and then later on maybe do some.
You know, before we, like, I think we okayed a certain amount, but they only got part, you know, say 50,000 they got, so they got 40 now and 10 later or something like that. I mean, I don't think that, done that before.
So you want to just okay the full amount now and just pay 40 now?
And then decide, do however much now you want to give him and how much later, like in August.
So we're going to work with full amount and then just give him 40 now?
Yeah, however much, whatever you guys decide for them. Whole amount that you want to give.
It's definitely an improvement. Just I mean, the buildings that he's done now down there, just
it's very nice. Those houses look nice.
Took out a couple eyesores.
Yeah.
Give him a
couple eyesores off Main Street.
Yeah. Hopefully, we'll take out a lot more eyesores.
He'll take an IOU. Fine with me.
So I guess first we got
to do part of it now and visit the rest later.
Yeah, that's all we can do, unless we wait.
What works for you? I'll talk to them if they want to start to do the project now and get the money later, it's fine with me. I'm not in a hurry, you know. But if they don't agree, they want to wait till then we wait for them.
I mean, we can give you 40 now.
Exactly.
And we don't have any more of that to give.
Right. So then I come back for the rest of the week. motion for, give them, what, 70?
That's,
so are you going to get all grant? Are you going to do any low interest? I mean, are we footing the whole thing?
Yeah.
Or are we doing grant and low interest loan like we've done in the past? Or?
I would at least split it.
Okay.
I think that would be fair.
That's what we've done in the past, so that makes it.
Yeah, that's what we have done.
Either split in half or 40-20 or something like that.
My question with that is, it has to be paid back by the end of the TIF, right?
Yes, 25.
It'd be a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
For the rest.
It'd be high payments.
Couple of years.
That's not going to renew your TIF.
Unless we renew it.
Well, we haven't yet. We haven't yet, so I don't, I mean.
It's in the works, I think we're planning on it.
Yeah, you guys have to decide if we're going to renew or not. Get it started.
There's, I thought there was a timeframe we had didn't, because we've talked about
sometime
it.
Sometime this year, we need
right,
to start.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean if
to
that's what everyone wants to do,
proceedings.
The TIF people will do that for us, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's what everyone wants to do.
Yeah, I'll have to get like all the addresses and get all the information.
And that's the one you have to get.
I think we looked at redoing some of the boundaries, too.
If you do that, you have to change everything.
You have to do a new TIF.
Which, I think if you guys are going to renew, you need to redo the boundaries.
Which is going to cost out of debt.
In order to renew, every taxing body has to agree.
Yeah, we sent a letter to every body in town, I think, and they have to agree for the TIF.
This TIF will expire in 2 years, then.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I wasn't here when we did it the first time, so I don't know. Do we check with people who are here? I assume we check and see who kind of wants to be in the TIF District 2 if they're. I don't know for sure how we go about changing the boundaries.
I thought they said if we extend it, it stays the way it is, and if we want to make any changes, we have to start all over again, is what I thought they did.
Yeah. I know it costs the same, whether we just extend it or we do the boundaries, but I.
Can we extend it and then look at redoing the boundaries later?
It
costs the same.
It's cheaper to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheaper to do it all at once.
To do it at once, and then it is to extend it, and that's why we haven't taken on any more now. Because
probably ought to visit, see where the boundaries are now.
Yeah.
I was told it was like $7,000 or $8,000 each time you want to amend it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have people that want in now, but it's more realistic to wait until we. Extend it or renew it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's everything I've been told. I would say redo the boundaries at the same time.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what we're going to do here? Half and half?
Well, it's 70,000. But if you do.
We can just do on the 40 right now. We don't have to do anything else.
Yeah.
August. Unless you want to approve it all, then you
can
approve the 40 now.
That way we know it's accounted for in case somebody else comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
All right.
I make a motion to give him 40 now.
Okay.
So it's a grant for 40,000 from the TIF money. Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Pastel?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye. Do I vote?
Mayor?
Aye.
The ordinance, you have to vote.
Okay, anyway. All right, motion carries. You got that hashed out. All right, moving on.
So we have granted you so far $40,000. Yeah, until August when we get new money.
But the rest they have to wait till August.
You got $40,000.
They have to wait till August.
Yeah, you got $40,000 now you can work with.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's the best we can do.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
And I'll call you
Thank
when
you, sir.
I'll send the information to them. And then next meeting, we'll have, they'll have the ordinance here, and we'll have, okay, the ordinance, and then I can issue the check to you after next meeting.
Yeah,
you don't have to come if you don't want to. They'll just be okay in the ordinance.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. All right, you can go. You can go. Thanks for coming. Yep, appreciate it.
You can go.
That's local.
Go take care of customers. Bye.
Okay, moving on. We had a water committee meeting to talk about our grant money. And Mr. Miller, report on that?
Yeah, on we had a water committee meeting in early May, and it was to discuss the $600,000 grant, and plus to the money, $298,000 from ARPA. So them two combined are both going to be used for water, that's what we're going to recommend. And the recommendation from the water committee was that the recommendation is for the water committee to rehab the ground storage facility, and that's everything on the grounds down there, which is the tank itself, all the equipment in there, the pumps, and everything inside the building down there, and plus anything that's related to water infrastructure, piping, valves, all that stuff, which will have to be included. And plus, part of that money, we're hoping that we can extend. It depends on when, if we approve this now, as far as the recommendation, once we get into it more and get into the bidding process with the engineer and everything else, that we can determine how much farther we can go. Right now, this is just estimates. They're not hard estimates, but it's recommendations so we can get the grants going, so we can get the process going. Once we get into the process, and right now we just lay out where we're going to use the money. It is going to be for water, and it is going to be in that area. So, but once we get into hard estimates as far as from the engineer and everything, where the money's going to actually go to, what we're going to fix and not fix, then we'll have a hard estimates, and then we can take a vote on it and go from there. Hopefully, we'll have enough money that we can use it for other things. We've included in this, one of the areas we want to work on is quality of water, too. And so that's related with the infrastructure, so if that makes sense. But that's, but the recommendation now that I would like to bring up before the council for a vote, the Water Committee recommends that the funding, the $600,000 grant and the ARPA grant money of $298,000 be for rehab of the ground storage facility and related water infrastructure.
I make the motion to accept that.
So we have a motion and a second. roll call vote, please.
Alder Person Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Passel.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right.
Is there any questions on that?
Motion carried.
Sorry.
All right. This time,
and I'd like to say something. Amanda, thank you so much for all you've done. You've done a wonderful job. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, now I move to suspend further business, and I move to adjourn, sign and dime. And City Clerk, you want to administer the OSA office to the new board members?
Yeah.
Can you say anything to Kim since she's done?
And Kim, we'd like to thank you for your service to the city, and we look forward to working with you in the future with the your projects.
Thanks for putting up with me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. We'll see you this summer working on all our projects.
Okay, we'll start with Ward 1, so Jim Long.
You want me up there?
Yep.
Let me
and get out of the way.
Hey, if we want to be in front of the flag.
Yeah, let me come just.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Alderman in Ward 1.
Of the office of Alderman in Ward 1.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
I have signed. Thank you. Congratulations. Okay. Next, I have Ward 2, Brad Ward.
Your turn. Ward 2.
Yes. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Alderman in Ward 2.
Of the office of Alderman in Ward 2.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability. What is it?
Okay.
Nope, we're gonna be all gone. Chair was running off with me.
Making circles here.
All right, Jimmy.
I do solemnly swear.
You solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Alderman in Ward 3.
Of the office in Alderman Ward 3.
To the best of my ability.
Best of my ability.
Now you know you could add a lot more on that one.
And you can't kiss him either.
Mr. Yeah, in the right spot at the right time.
Yeah, if I could stand up any longer.
Oh, sorry.
You've got it signed.
Put the leverage on.
I wish I had sent. Kim's
clear around the table.
Upstairs, all the way around the table, you're like an Olympian. I've noticed that wasn't an effect.
Sign, initial.
Jay's not.
Kim initial them all.
Everybody does. Everybody signs initials. Now, change your plans since last time you was here.
That way, if the city defaults on them, it comes out of our pay.
It'd just be Amber.
Okay, now we're new board roll seated. Clerk, you call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
David Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Lee Perry.
Here. All right. Once again, we still have a quorum. All right. Do we have any public comments or petitions? Anyone from the public wish to speak to this board? Mm-hmm. All right. Have a hearing, no one. Move on to new business. I made the committee appointments. Cindy typed them up there. They should be in your packets. Everything's pretty much the same. And let's see. Next thing we have to talk about is donation to Lewiston Fireworks. We usually make a donation to Lewiston Fireworks Fund. How much do we usually give?
Usually it's $1,000.
I don't know.
It's been the last few years.
So
I move to give $1,000 to Lewiston Fireworks.
I second.
All right, I have a motion and a second to give the Fireworks Fund $1,000. Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Now it's Illinois River Road membership. Cindy, you want to explain that?
We've always paid for this Illinois River Road membership. It's, I put a copy in there. I don't know if everybody's went on and looked there. We have a really nice video on there that shows Lewistown and the area. And then we can go on and advertise for free. So we've belonged to it for, I don't know how many years, I should look to see, but three or four.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just need okay to keep paying it.
What's the amount?
$500.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Who made the motion?
Me.
Okay. Okay. All versus Ally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
All right, motion carries. And moving on, everyone had a chance to look at the bills. Have any questions, comments on the bills? If not, if we can get a motion to approve to pay the bills for the month.
I'm making a motion for
it. All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
All versus Ally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, bills are paid. We are not going to close session. We are not going to close session.
I move to adjourn.
All right, a motion to adjourn. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.